This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-BONE at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-BONE.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
That is a classic. It is still antler deer season in the state of Pennsylvania. And Paul.
So does this mean we're going to be talking to Elmer Fudd or?
No. Tony Ferraro, who I've known for many moons, is an avid hunter, was out and also has a bear story to share. Tony, good morning.
Which way did he go? That's how he said it. That's how he made it famous. Hey, I'll tell you what, we're now on what, day number four? Saturday, Sunday,
this is
Monday.
Five now
it's
because five.
Day five. Now I'm not at camp now. I had to come back to work. I had to come back and gather my thoughts and get some rest, actually.
So
because
what
the
happened?
Conditions are still, nothing happened. I'm just getting old. I had to come home and regroup, check out with my wife, make sure everything's okay, and then go back in the woods probably Saturday and Sunday this week.
We all
but
know.
I'm going to go local. I'm going to go down to Washington County. It's closer.
What goes on at deer camp?
Oh, you know what? Whatever happens at deer camp stays at deer camp. That's what we tell the kids.
What's this?
We had
bear
story for years. Oh, wait till you hear this one. So my nephew Tony was with us, and Michael were hunting with me on Saturday, and we scouted, and they had a nice little tree stand to be in, and I had my deer blind, and he had a deer blind on the ground, and he's texting us, "There's a bear coming. There's a bear coming." So he's up in a tree, and he tries to take a video, but he's moving so fast he couldn't. But the way it went is the bear come up to his tree stand, maybe about a 160-pound bear, flying up through the woods. My other neighbor, Jimmy Kelly, who was hunting close by, he says, "Is Tony in the tree?" "Yeah." He said, "Do you see the bear?" "Yeah." So now I find out Jimmy and his son, they go walking through the woods trying to push deer on Monday. Yeah, late afternoon. He sends us a video. He got a clear video. I'll send it to you. This bear coming down the hill, probably within 40, 50 yards of him, run right past him. I'll tell you, it's something to look at. If he didn't see Jim, he may have run right by him. But it was exciting to see. But that was the day I told you. Everybody was out of the woods, and there was no deer moving. They're laying down. But with this weather we're having now, it should be very productive this weekend.
And why is that? Why would it be different because of the weather now?
Well, don't forget, when a front comes in and there's a lot of snow on the ground and there's a lot of cover, they'll sit tight. They'll sit tight knowing that, you know, there's activity in the woods. Now, Monday was a prime day where we had a freeze. They sit tight, and you have to almost walk on top of them to kick them up. But this weekend, with a lot of hunters in the woods, a lot of walking will be going on, and a lot of deer movement will be going on. So it should be a very productive Saturday if guys get in their trucks and go out to the woods where they need to be.
Back to the bear for a minute. You know, black bear aren't grizzly bears, but obviously it does create a danger, especially if there's cubs around. But please share how fast they are, because I think people generally think bears are, you know, lumbering and slow.
Well, I'll tell you what, I would compare them to the speed of a deer. Now, I don't know what those miles per hour are, but maybe even a little quicker, because they're able to go through rough areas and just bowl their way through. And, like, you know, when you hear them coming, you're saying, what in the world is this? And they'll come through at you. Now, I've never seen a bear during bear season, but I've been fortunate enough to see at least 10 bear during deer season and or just driving in the area of Warren County, because there's quite a few of them.
All right, that's
it. They get your attention. They get your attention.
Your group was very successful. So what is the process of processing deer?
Well, I think Scott sent you some pictures of his area, where a beautiful facility where you can hang them and skin them, which makes it a little easier getting it to the processor. And I went with my nephew to have his beer processed, and I believe he was almost at number 400 or 500, close to 500. So these guys are busy. I mean, I know you had one on the air the other day. He's got to be busy. And there's not as many as there used to be from years ago. But they're busy, and we ordered some of the jerky. We ordered some of the sausage. We ordered some of the sticks, the deer sticks they do a nice job with. And then most of it in grind, as I mentioned before. We make sausage.
You ever had deer meat, Paul?
Oh, sure. I grew up in Montana. Venison is a staple there.
And it's leaner than regular beef.
It is.
Oh, it's way too lean, in my opinion. It's very lean. I mean, you have to add, when you're doing a roast, you need to add a little bit of something, like some beef fat or something with it to, you know, make sure that there's no marbleization. So you're eating a lot of lean meat and a lot of, you know, it has a good flavor. I mean, deer chili is one of my favorites.
Well, what about the jerky? When are we going to get some up in here?
Well, you know, when the processor sends it back, I'll make a trip to either your house or your hot dog shop, wherever the hell you want me to bring it. I'll bring you some.
All right.
Waiting to get one of those Yinzer dogs up there. I've got to get up there.
All right, Tone. Thank you. Glad you were successful. I love the bear story, too.
What a character.
Oh, yeah. All right, that was Tony.
You know, though, what I was afraid he was going to say at one point was, is the bear started climbing up the tree where his friend was.
Well, to his point about them being fast on the run, they can shimmy up trees very fast.
And that's
if I'm
right.
A guy sitting in a deer stand up in a tree, I'm like, that is frightening. All right, coming up next, there's been so much reaction to what Coach Tomlin said yesterday. We're going to check in with the Post-Gazette's Brian Batko. He was there.
What did he say that's getting the reaction, by the way, for our listeners who don't know yet?
He was asked directly about the chants at the stadium Sunday about relieving him of his duties. Wait till you hear what Coach Tomlin had to say. Well, the fallout after yesterday's Mike Tomlin weekly press conference went national. A lot of the talk was about the coach and the reaction of the fans on Sunday night against the Bills in the second half. And joining us is the beat writer for the Post-Gazette who covers the Steelers, Brian Batko. Brian, good morning.
Good morning. And Larry and Paul, first, I have to ask, do you think the Steelers defense could stop a drunk raccoon right now in their state?
You got to see this video, by the way. Meanwhile,
check it out.
So, as you know, firsthand, this was the multi-million dollar question.
Mike, you talk a lot about frustration, and you have said you understand the fans' frustration. What is it like for you personally when they're calling for you to go?
You know, in general, I agree with them. And from this perspective, football is our game. We're in the sport entertainment business. If you root for the Steelers, entertaining them is winning. And so when you're not winning, it's not entertaining. And if you've been in this business, you understand that. I respect it. I share frustrations. I understand what makes this thing go, and winning is what makes this thing go.
Brian, were you surprised at Coach's reaction to that question? You knew it was coming from somebody.
Yeah, and I think Mike did too, which is why he, to me, it seemed like he sort of worked on that answer at some point in the 48 hours between the game and the press conference. And when he uses the word perspective, I think that kind of triggers you that he's about to take a step back and zoom out. But I'm not surprised, Larry, because a couple of years ago he got asked about, now it wasn't about him directly, but it was about fans' unrest and booing at the stadium. And he had a more concise but even more colorful response of, we want them to be fat, sassy, and spoiled. Well, be careful what you ask for, I guess, because that was unprecedented Sunday evening, the chance of fire Tomlin. And he's been on the job 19 years, guys, but this is a new one for him.
Brian, this is a topic for national sports commentators now, which is kind of unusual. It's been talked about here and by some of the fans and some sports talk personalities, but are we hearing anything other than that? Is it all just talk right now?
I think so. But I mean, I would provide the caveat there that, as I just said, you know, 19 years is a long time for anybody to be doing anything, let alone coaching in a high stakes league such as the NFL. So we always knew there would be an end at some point for Tomlin and the Steelers, but it's strange to think about because he started the job in 2007. I was, you know, a sophomore doing goodness knows in high school, and I've got a kid in kindergarten now. So it's just, it's strange when you think about how long he's been doing this, and yet nothing lasts forever. So there's going to have to be an end at some point. What does that look like? I don't know. I guess ideally any coach would want to ride off into the sunset with a Super Bowl win, go out on his own terms. But far more often than not, it ends a little messier than that. It ends a little uglier than that. And stuff like we witnessed Sunday evening, just to me, even though I've never covered it, it feels like this is what the end would look like.
Yeah. Brian, let's assume that at the end of the year, the Steelers could possibly get another trade offer for Mike Tomlin. What teams do you think might be making a trade offer?
I think the better question might be, what teams would Mike want to go to? Because I don't think the Rooney family would say, hey, tough cookies, Mike. You don't want to go coach in Nashville? Well, they gave us the best offer. Thanks for nearly two decades of service. We paid you a lot of money, but we're shipping you out. I don't think it would go down that way. I think the only, and I'll say this, I think a coach trade is always tough to pull off. I think suggesting it with this franchise and this head coach is pretty far-fetched. However, I don't think it's completely outlandish to talk about, because I view it as it could be a decent off-ramp for both sides in a prickly situation. So there's going to be openings this year. We know that. But again, I think it comes down to, where would he want to go? Would he want to go to a place that he has a connection to? Would he want to go to a place with a good young quarterback? I don't know. But I think if they reach a point, Art Rooney II and Mike Tomlin, after this season, say things really go south, they go 8-9 or even 7-10, and they're just like, look, it's time for both of us to move on. Then I think the conversation would have to become, do you want to resign, or do you want us to look into trade so that we can all kind of save face here, hit the reset button, and, you know, we'll make this look as good as possible for everybody. I don't know. It's bizarre to think about.
We're with Brian Batko with the Post-Gazette. Were you surprised that Ben and Mr. Harrison, well, he's been really vocal, Harrison on his podcast, but Ben even said it, you know, yesterday. We'll share it. It's worth hearing again. 7 seconds of Ben.
Maybe it's a clean house time. Maybe it is. Maybe it's time. And I like Coach Tomlin. I have a lot of respect for Coach Tomlin. But maybe it's best for him, too.
Yeah, I'm not.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience. And it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All the Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm not surprised to hear that from Steeler alumni. Now, I think put a little more stock into Ben saying it. I've heard both podcasts from both legends, and I think one's a little bit more calm, cool, collected, and composed when he gives his opinion on the Steelers, and the other is a little more theatrical, shall we say. But not only did Ben say that, he suggested that Mike Tomlin take a college job, perhaps. He even mentioned Penn State. Now, I was in the room several years ago when Mike Tomlin was asked about his name being linked to, I think it was USC and LSU, and how he shot that down. So I'd be skeptical of that. But I'm not surprised to hear this. Again, when you're going on almost two decades, and now you're going on almost one decade of not winning a playoff game, these are the discussions that pop up. These are the dark places that you have to go to. And there's no shame in it, really. Again, no one coaches somewhere forever. And if there's going to be an exit strategy, you got to start thinking about it before the rubber meets the road, because then you're going to be thrown for a loop. And I think this is a crossroads of sorts. I've said that before. I've seen the Steelers down and out and feeling like they're going to go to their first losing season. And then instead of hitting the skids, they find a way to win 3, 4, 5 in a row. So I've seen this movie before, but my optimism for that is probably about as low as I can recall.
And as far as you're concerned, are we going to be hearing even more speculation as the NFL firings start to ramp up? More coaches will be on the street?
We'll see, because there's other franchises that get a lot more impatient than the Steelers do, that's for sure. And sometimes even if you make the playoffs and don't win a game in the postseason, you can still find yourself out. So, it's always a wild time in the NFL coaching carousel. And plus, you never know, the college carousel is as well. Will that touch the NFL? I feel like there's been a little less interplay between the two levels of football than there has been in the past. But owners get ideas and coaches get restless and fan bases get restless. And the winds of change swirl this time of year.
The winds of change. Read all about it in the Post-Gazette with Brian Batko. And crazy as it is about this talk, and when the Steelers do anything, it's news, is the fact if they go to Baltimore and win, they're in first place, sole possession in the AFC North. Brian, thanks.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me on, guys.
You got it. Great takes from the PJ Fitzpatrick Home Improvement Traffic Center, powered by Bowser Genesis. Here's Helen.
Thanks, Larry. A couple of accidents reported to us, so crews are going to be headed to the scene to check out what's going on. City of Pittsburgh, Columbus Avenue and Beaver Avenue, so over toward the North Shore. Do watch out for that. Also, 23rd Street and Railroad Street. We have reports of an accident as you are trying to travel there, so we'll certainly bring you more details as soon as we have them here. No accidents in your way on the Parkway West all morning long, in fact, but heavy delays certainly are still there. Greeting you with brake lights right before the top of Green Tree Hill as you try to fit down through the Fort Pitt tunnels. 28 has eased out pretty nicely. Just some minor tapping on the brakes for you past Millvale, and then again down by the 31st Street Bridge. Parkway East on the inbound side continues to be quite heavy, backing right around the Wilkinsburg Interchange. Our next AAA traffic on the fives at 9:35. I'm Ellen Gamble on 100.1 FM and AM 1020 KDKA.
Make sure you listen for The Drive at 5 weekday afternoons. Top stories, Breaking with Colin Dunlap, brought to you by Service Master of Greater Pittsburgh Demand, the Yellow Van. And if you want to reach out to us anytime, then ask for Roofing Instant Access. Just a click away, Instant Access at kdkradio.com. And every Wednesday at this time, we bring you Christine Sorensen, KDK TV anchorwoman, of course, wife of our own Marty Griffin. And there she is. You can see Christine on our live stream at kdkradio.com, presented by Metropolitan Window Company and our KDK Radio YouTube page. Christine, good morning.
Good morning, Larry.
I don't have to tell you. I'm guessing probably in the 12 months of the year, there's as many things to do this month than any when it comes to Kidsburg, right?
That's such a great point. Yes. I mean, we have not just like our weekly guide and our monthly guide. Now we have like five other guides: lights, gift giving, homemade gifts, holiday events. It's so many fun things. And I did pick a few highlights that are happening this weekend from what this one's called our holiday guide, including on Friday and Saturday, Santa is going to be at the Heinz History Center. And if you recall, it's now free for kids 17 and under to visit the Heinz History Center. And there's so many fun things to do there. And Larry, I bet you'll remember this. Santa is going to be in an exact replica of the chair from the Kaufman's Santa Land. Do you remember that?
I do. I absolutely do.
I mean, I think that's just such a fun, you know, nostalgic memory for so many people. What a great way to for kids to be able to get pictures with Santa. And then this Friday, the Pittsburgh Ballet Theater's Nutcracker opens at the Benedum Center downtown. It goes through the 28th. But there are two special events this weekend. On Saturday the 6th, there's a family workshop. And on Sunday, there is a sensory-friendly performance. So those are great opportunities for families. And there's another family workshop on the December 20th as well. And then for Hanukkah, there's a special candle crafting where you can make your own Hanukkah candles to help spread the light this Hanukkah season. And that's happening on Sunday as well. Those are just a few highlights from many, many dozens of things in our guide.
I'm a little disappointed you didn't convince Marty to be part of the Nutcracker this year, but maybe next.
Maybe next year.
All right. I'm very interested and curious. While we think of holidays as big fun and big times, it does have big emotions too. And so with Kidsburg, you've done something I think is very helpful for parents to share with those kids.
Yeah, you know, we went to the folks at the Fred Rogers Productions because they put together, of course, originally Mr. Rogers, but now Daniel Tiger and a lot of other shows that have followed Fred Rogers' philosophy. And they're really great at kind of figuring out ways to talk to kids about important and big things, just like Fred Rogers did. And so one of these is that at the holidays, there are so many feelings. Everything's heightened, you know, there's more excitement, there's more disappointment, there's more sadness, there's more anticipation, and that can be hard for kids. And so they break it down into five simple things you can do to really help kids manage their feelings about all this at this time of year, including talking about what the plan is, talking about when things are going to change, maybe your normal routines are going to be different, letting kids know that these big feelings are a part of life and that, you know, they're all feelings are important and good to talk about. And then talking about the little traditions and moments that families share and really how can we all express love in different ways.
All right, now it's time for gifts. So obviously people purchase a lot of gifts, but sometimes something homemade has a bigger special meaning.
I'm here to tell you, you don't have to spend a lot of money to give a gift that someone is going to love. And I just, when I look around my house here where I am right now, the things that I love the most are the things that my kids made or someone made, like my mom's art or my father-in-law's art or the kids' art or their little crafts, you know, little ceramic things they made. I mean, those things are so treasured. And think about it this holiday. We have got 19 different homemade gifts you can make with your kids. We break it down into toy gifts for other kids. Hey, other kids are going to love Play-Doh that you handmade. just as much as the kind you buy in the little container, although I'll tell you, it may not smell the same. jewelry gifts, you know, things that you can wear and always think of that person. And then really cool decor gifts. I was also thinking about how Chloe and I one time made a project that we had learned about on kidsburg.org, where you paint these flowers, and we were visiting a neighbor and we gave her one of the paintings, and we went back a few months later and she had it framed in her family room. And I was so touched, and it just reminded me that, you know, something little, that we're not artists, you know, we're just having fun making things, following instructions, really meant a lot to her. And I know, just like me, when I look at things in the house, it just warms my heart. And I'm probably going to remember that a whole lot more, and it's going to mean a lot more than a lot of other things you could buy in a store.
Kidsburg.org. Christine, thank you. We'll look for you on KDK TV, and we'll talk to you next Wednesday.
All righty. I'll be there. Thanks, Larry.
The usual.
That's a great question.
Were you with the group who tried to steal an ATM at Sheets in Cheswick? Of course not.
They all had on black pants, black shirts, black hats, black masks, and their shirts on the back said security with white lettering. They had the PNC machine on a dolly, and they were trying to lift it up and put it on the truck.
That's an eyewitness to a group that was trying to steal an ATM machine.
And at that moment, police arrived. An officer showed up, and they left the damaged machine behind and got away in a pickup truck. And that pickup truck was returned the next day at the Verona Enterprise Rent-A-Car, apparently. Police arrested the guy who was returning it, but he was in his late 60s. And they don't think he had anything to do directly with the heist, but they are wondering what the connection is between he and these four.
Sounds like Ocean's 11 or something.
No kidding, right? So an A-plus schools report released yesterday says Pittsburgh Public Schools have lower reading proficiency students now than they did last year and higher chronic absenteeism.
I'm curious if this is a nationwide trend or something, you know, in the largest school district in the region, Pittsburgh Public Schools, certainly something they need to address.
And did you hear what Ben Roethlisberger said on his podcast about Steelers head coach Mike Tomlin?
Maybe it's a clean house time. Maybe it is. Maybe it's time. And I like Coach Tomlin. I have a lot of respect for Coach Tomlin. But maybe it's best for him, too.
It was the number one trending story nationally in sports yesterday. And overwhelmingly, people love Coach Tomlin, and there are many other NFL franchise fans who said, we'd love to have him.
And it's what Ben said about where he might go next that was even more intriguing to me.
Yeah, he mentioned if he should go to college ranks or consider it, and Penn State would be one of those. That ain't going to happen.
I don't see it happening. Tomlin keeps referring to the, you know, top-level competition, you know, the most intense competition. He wants to be in that. He wants to be an NFL coach.
Although that said, there's a rumor, and it's just a rumor, that Pitt and Penn State might play in the Pinstripe Bowl in Yankee Stadium in New York.
That'd suit me fine.
Bowl game. I think a lot of fans would kind of like that.
Yeah.
We'll see. All right, Paul, thanks.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had, and the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day, and everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All the Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up.
You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vienne and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes Of, a Crime House original.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes Of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.